Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, January 30th. Today on Forbes, fallen unicorns. Startup billionaires nearly $100 billion poorer than a year ago. Last January, credit card startup Brex raised $300 million from a string of A-list investors, nearly doubling the company's valuation to $12.3 billion and making its Brazilian co-founders, 26-year-old Pedro Franceschi and 27-year-old Enrique Dubugras, the world's youngest self-made billionaires. It's certainly far too early to write off the long-term success story that could be Brex. But a year later, Forbes estimates the company's value has fallen to $6.4 billion, nearly 50% less than 12 months ago. Franceschi and Dubugras, meanwhile, are no longer billionaires, worth an estimated $900 million apiece, down from $1.5 billion. They are in good company. In March 2022, near the peak of the startup funding frenzy, 44 founders of unicorns, as private companies valued at over $1 billion, were worth a total of $190 billion, according to Forbes' estimates. A year later, with crypto tumbling and private markets going the way of their tanking public counterparts, Forbes, in consultation with prominent VCs, investors, and data providers, has revalued the world's billionaire-backed unicorns. The results are stark. Half the wealth of the billionaires behind unicorns has been wiped out, leaving this elite group of startup visionaries $96 billion poorer than they were a year ago. 12 of them are no longer billionaires, and that excludes a dozen Chinese unicorn founders who face their own unique set of issues, political and otherwise. Matt Murphy, a partner at venture capital firm Menlo Ventures, speaking of the run-up to the bubble's peak, says, quote, "That was a different time in the world, where I may have been worth X on paper, but that was kind of funny money. I think it's going to take a little bit of detox, because in the world of venture, people got so intoxicated by that, and everyone needs to come off the valuation drug. That's gone, it's over, and it's not coming back. So let's get back to things that are more historically reasonable and refocus on building great companies in a more operationally efficient way." Some unicorns have already cut their own valuations. Online payments startup Checkout.com proactively slashed its internal mark to $11 billion in December after investors valued the company at $40 billion in January 2022. That knocked down the fortune of its Swiss founder and CEO Guillaume Poussas, briefly Europe's richest tech entrepreneur, to $7.2 billion from $23 billion. Irish payments giant Stripe, founded and run by brothers Patrick and John Collison, did the same, cutting its internal valuation on at least three occasions to $63 billion this month, after investors valued the company at $95 billion in March 2021. The brothers are now worth $6.9 billion apiece, down from the $9.5 billion before. Apoorva Meta's Instacart and Ali Goetze's software startup Databricks also marked themselves down in October. Swedish buy now, pay later startup Klarna, co-founded by former billionaires Victor Jacobson and Sebastian Siemiatkowski, worth an estimated $600 million and $500 million, respectively, down from $4 billion and $3.2 billion, was the only unicorn with founders on Forbes' billionaires list to already raise a new round at a lower valuation, a so-called down round, that revalued the company at $6.7 billion in July 2022 after it had raised an astonishing $45.6 billion valuation just 9 months earlier. But these half-dozen companies were the exceptions. Menlo Ventures Murphy says, quote, "Everyone's hiding behind the 2 to 3 years of runway that they had from the cash they raised and avoiding those down rounds. We're a year into this now, and if you're a venture-backed company, you do not want to be down to less than a year or less than 6 months of cash. So our belief is that the market has to pick up later this year." Murphy says that layoffs are one way companies are, quote, "right-sizing to make their cash last even longer." Among the unicorns who have cut staff, 26-year-old Alexander Wang's Scale AI, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss's cryptocurrency exchange Gemini, as well as Brex, Klarna, and Stripe. For full coverage and to see the full list of the 44 unicorn founders whose fortunes Forbes revalued, check out Matt Durow's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.